Judging by how long we record and how much Tom cuts out, we could probably record for half an hour and end up with like a 10-minute episode.
I was going to say, we have to, everything has to be good.
On topic.
Yes.
On topic.
No.
Okay, good, too. We can do that.
Can we title this?
Good.
We'll title it No Tangents Friday. That's too bad.
No Tangents Friday sounds so terrible.
I feel like we're already on a tangent.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. I've been go today.
I have too.
Really?
I've been in interview after interview after interview.
That's so many interviews.
It is a lot of interviews. It's just a lot because our interviews are longer now, and so they take more time.
What kind of interview were you doing? I know. We just did that to ourselves.
This morning, I did a couple of our process interviews, which are our initial phone call to kind of talk about ThoughtBot and our values and the role, and do a short little HTML and CSS quiz. And then I also did one of our skill interviews. I just finished it a little while ago.
Wow.
And I think we talked about this either last episode or two episodes ago, where half of the interview is an app critique and the other half is pairing.
Cool. I saw a Slack message from you saying that Zoom was working out. Do you want to just tell me that now over in the podcast? How that went? We'll do our one-on-one.
Our catch up one-on-one hiring call. It was a lot easier. I think part of the reason was because they already use Zoom, but I don't know. Okay. We didn't have all of the issues with Slack. I feel like every time I've done it with the Slack, what ends up happening is we hit some sort of snag, and it was more seamless than a Google Meet Hangout thing.
Okay. Interesting. So just to clarify too, we use Slack in our remote pairing portion of our interview. So they join a Slack channel and we share our screen and give them presenter control. Right? That's what it's called.
Presenter control.
I guess so. Presenter control. Presenter. No tangents. No tangents. No.
I'm waiting for the person that actively starts digging into all of my stuff, opens up my email or starts typing random thing, starts looking at our Slack. No one's done that yet. I feel like it's ripe for someone just.
Can you imagine?
Just be I wanted to check something. Oh, is this your Slack? I'm sorry. I'm just clicking. Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
Let me check my email. And they go into your email. This doesn't look anything like my email. This is weird. But we have the code base up on our screen and then they click through it and do stuff on our screen. Just so they don't have to install anything or clone a repo or get it running. We don't want to go into any technical difficulties and doing a troubleshooting session on an interview. So we figured it was easier to just give them control of our screen. Good to know about Zoom. I should check that out.
Yeah, I'm going to use it from now on.
Cool.
Which means should change the language in the email that we send out beforehand.
This is a side question that can you have an account for design or is it a per person? Could we just use your account or?
It's a per person thing. I guess we could probably have an account for design.
Cool.
Everyone, I guess, could just log into that one account.
I don't know. I don't know how it works. We should try it out. Well, very cool. I'm glad you had a nice, happy ending to your Friday. Now you're having a beer, I see. Is that a stout?
It is a stout, a coffee stout. I had to sneak into one of our rooms. So Chad, our CEO, is visiting the Austin office. And we have one room that has a fridge in it upstairs that has the, small amount of beer that we have left from our holiday party. And he was taking a call in that room. And so I slipped in and slipped out.
Wow. Very stealthy.
You got to be stealthy for the beer.
That makes me want a porter now. So that's good. I'll do that after this. Yeah. That sounds really nice, actually. Usually winter is my porter time, but it actually has been reversed where I had more porters during the summer than I did in the winter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's interesting.
Probably because the office is so cold during the summer that it's kind of like winter.
Reverses your brain.
Yeah, it really
does. It's winter now, and yeah. Then you walk outside. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where did all this heat come from?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's totally the experience. That's it.
I used to keep a hoodie in the Boston office because of how cold it got. And so like I would be wearing like shorts and a t-shirt walking in and I'd like try to like bundle up once into the office.
I wish that you still worked in the Boston office. That'd be fun. That'd be cool. We get nothing done.
Yeah.
We'd get all and nothing.
You could always come down to the Austin office.
That's true. I do want to do that. It's part of my plan. I want to check out the Austin office.
Your master plan?
Yeah.
For the year?
Yeah. I want to visit all the offices if I can. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you, like, when I became director, that's when I started thinking about the year in quarters, and that just really messes your head up when it comes to time. Because now I'm like, ah, oh my God, like this quarter is almost, it's over already. Now the next quarter, and it's just like, I don't know. And they go so fast. It's really insane. It's crazy.
They do go so, like they we're do. Already a month in.
No, yes, because it's towards summer. Yay. But usually no.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yes. How was your week?
It was good. I think a lot of my week was doing hiring things and talking to some of the directors, including you, about what goals they're starting to have for themselves and for their team for the quarter and for the year, because that's that time of year to do that. And one of the things that I did to kind of help, or hopefully help, have a better conversation around those was like a chart for us to start to see where we fall in terms of skill set. And so that's something that I'm trying out on all the hopefully willing participants of my user study with the directors before we kind of roll that out to the design team at large.
Why don't you share what the skill set thing is?
Oh, it has a name and I forget what the actual name is for the chart. But it's like basically like a pinwheel chart. Is that what it's called?
It is now.
I'm sounding really smart right now. And so what I did was took all of the skill sets that we have in our employee handbook, things that we ask designers to do, and put them inside basically a very large circle and have a set of five rings. And so people can decide and where they believe they fall. So it's a self-evaluating chart between what we consider apprentice level all the way up to what I was considering master level. And what that meant was like being the best in the world or one of the best in the world at it. So individually, like you go through and fill out for each one of the skill sets where you think you fall, and the scale's meant to always have some amount of room for improvement, because I don't think that anyone, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think anyone here is one of the best in the world at any of the skill sets.
Are tangents a skill set? Because I think that I might be a five in that.
Master at tangents? You, yes, we could add that in.
That could be a separate circle, separate pinwheel. Yeah.
We'll create a pinwheel for tentative.
Oh, God. I would love to see what that looks like. I really, really would.
Tangents, talking about tangents, segues.
I mean, this is a tangent in and of itself. So we're ready. It's already working. Yeah, we did that together in our one-on-one. And it was kind of hard, actually. Self-evaluation is tough. And I found myself having just naturally justifying every number I put, you know, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it was certainly fun to go through that with each individual design director and see how they talk about each skill level and how they thought through it. It was nice.
Yeah, you're just very quiet the whole time, like, yes, petting your hairless cat as you're doing the exercise.
Well, part of the exercise for you, unfortunately or fortunately, is me sort of doing like a usability test on the chart
itself. That's
right.
That's true. It was very well designed.
I was quiet for a reason because you were talking and I was kind of like gaining knowledge.
Right.
About the thing that I designed.
Right. So much knowledge. It was cool.
Yeah. I do think everyone kind of does struggle with self-evaluation, and it's good to reinforce, but this is a tool for each one of you to grow. And so having a plan set in place to like do this in a certain amount of time again and see if the areas that you wanted to grow, you feel like you've grown.
Yeah.
And what you did to get that growth.
Yeah, I think it's important, the follow-up and why do this activity and what it leads to and how to keep that conversation going is important. I told you before that I've done that kind of a skill graph before, and it just went away into the ether. And it was more of like to get a snapshot of the team's makeup and where our strengths are, and to kind of help guide us into where we should hire, like who we should hire, what skills should they have to help complement the rest of the team. And then it went away and never saw it again. So I'm excited to revisit that.
My intent is that these are personal things and they won't be seen by anyone unless people want to be very transparent about where they see themselves. They won't be shared with anyone outside of them and their manager. But it's funny, like even in that scenario where you're using it to hire a team, like your team skill set shifts over time. And so you would think that they'd want to, like, even for that purpose, which may or may not be good, like you'd want to like reset your expectations on where the team stands.
Yeah. And revisit it if the team structure is going to change and if people are learning. And it's interesting to do it as a group because then you share what you think your self-assessment is. And then the person to your left can be like, you're definitely a 4. You're not a 3. Like, here's like a ton of reasons why that is. And you're like, oh, I guess, yeah. And then it kind of keeps your imposter syndrome at check. So I wonder what is important. Is it a person's evaluation of you? Is it your own? No matter what, there's bias. So what is the true assessment? I don't know. It's a question for the ether or for you, Kyle, or just, or Kyle, either one.
I'll just do the assessment for everyone at ThoughtBot.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds terrible.
Oh my God. That would take forever.
We talked about some ways that we can build upon this. And my answer to you is I want to treat it almost like the way that we treat our designs for applications and just roll it out like this first and then see where we can go. But I can see certainly, like, you know, we do reviews, regular reviews to get regular feedback, and we can use this tool as like a, okay, where do you see this person? So it's not just self-evaluation, but peer evaluation as well. Mm-hmm. But I think for now, I just want to keep it self-evaluation.
I like it. I think it's a good place to start.
Cool. What have you been working on this week?
Oh my God. I just yawned when you said that. I'm tired. I was on a client project for a little bit. I had all my one-on-ones on Wednesday. It was a hot minute last time I talked to my team because before Christmas, I was in a sprint and then I got sick right at the new year. I was sick for like 2 weeks. So it was good to check in with them. And we talked about what you just said, goals for the year. And we reevaluated last year's goals and put them in their place and removed some, which was a very nice feeling for everyone. And yeah, so I did that this week. And then today, just a lot of context switching. I met with a designer today about like a mentorship relationship to start, which was really fun. We had a great conversation. And I literally just came out of a quick ad hoc workshop that I did there's two teams who are going to be in design sprints next week, and no one on the team has led a sprint yet. So I did a quick workshop on, called like Design Sprint 101, kind of like what you need to have at the end of the day on day one, how that brings you into day two, what needs to happen in day two, what you should land on, which will then bring you into day three. Like, so just kind of helping paint the picture in a better way than our website does currently, just because right now the website is more of like a tool. We have all the activities listed. There's explanations and there's pictures. It's like super useful. But for someone who doesn't, who hasn't done it before, I think it's a little overwhelming and not necessarily getting the idea of the full picture of what we're trying to learn. Mm-hmm. And just kind of reiterating that during the sprint, it's not only the tools, the tasks you do, but it's also how you communicate all the steps, which is really important to get everyone on the same page and to like let everyone know that what they're doing is for a purpose, you know, and like what we're doing today is to inform tomorrow and et cetera, et cetera. So it was good. It was really fast. I got really hot. My face was probably really red. Because there was a lot of information. And I showed a lot of examples of assumptions and things of that nature. And because no one had led a sprint before, I was pushing how to be a good co-facilitator to keep it off of one person's shoulders. So to kind of speak to it more as a group activity than one person leading it. So it cool. was good. It was really good. And that's why I was 3 minutes late to our podcast.
It's okay. I sent Tom a bunch of emojis.
Yeah, he showed me. They're quite interesting. Interesting choice. A smiley face wrapped in
record
Christmas
your
lights.
Workshop. Why don't we record your workshop?
Yeah, we totally could. I can do it again for sure. It looks really funny because I turned into like football coach for a second. And I was like drawing boxes on stuff. And then I was like, I drew a critical path, but instead of writing stuff, I just had arrow, then X, arrow, circle, arrow, square. And I'm like, this is totally a crazy coach right now out of chalkboard. And I was like drawing arrows, circling one. You know what I mean? Like being very gestural as you're speaking. It was like,
were you like insane. Screaming at them too? Like, this is how you do a design spread.
I was like, drop and give me $20. Just like everyone pays me.
I thought you were going to say, drop and give me 8 crazy 8s.
That's so silly. What a joke that was. Oh my God. Design sprint jokes. We should have a card of icebreakers, like a deck of cards that we have part of every sprint toolbox, because those icebreakers are really helpful at the beginning of the sprint and like beginning of the days. Oh man, do we have something like
that? Cool. I don't think there is something like that. We should make those.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
It's kind of like the management one-on-one cards.
Yeah, the ones that we use sometimes during our one-on-one. They mm-hmm. just have like random questions about, yep. I don't know, random stuff. I forgot random what stuff. They are, like what the questions are like. They're called plucky cards, right?
Plucky cards, yep.
Yeah, we should record that. That'd be good. I think it was helpful. I had a moment where I was like, I hope this isn't too much information, but it really was just a way to help them navigate the website.
I think no matter what, it's going to be too much information.
I know. You have to just do it. That's the only way to learn, mm-hmm. you know? But I know that for me starting out, I would have liked to have had a kind of a guide on what points to hit each day. And I'm also happy that I'm trying to advocate, I am advocating for co-facilitation in sprints. So I have a talk that I made that I'd like to give to the rest of the offices about how we might be able to do that. And a lot of it is to just take the burden off of like one person to literally like facilitate a conversation and also capture assumptions and how might we statements. Like that's a lot for one person to do. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of giving reminders on like things you can do to be an active listener as a co-facilitator and how to switch off activities and stuff just to kind of lighten the load on one person.
Cool.
Yep. What are you up to this week, like coming up?
Not much. I think next week I'm planning on doing a lot of the same things that I did this week. We have a couple refinements that I think we need to make to the hiring process that we redesigned.
Mm-hmm.
Got some feedback and going to continue pushing those forward.
Amazing.
I think me and you didn't think that we were going to design it right the first time mm-hmm. or perfectly the first time, that this was like just a better version, and that as we ran these interviews we'd figure out ways to make them better, like using Zoom instead of Slack, or better ways to introduce the office visit as opposed to the way that we're doing it now. and my hope is that we'll continue to always make these kind of refinements and making it better. And the next week it's just kind of like making refinements to that, making refinements to the skill self-evaluation thing and more interviews and stuff like that.
I'm excited for those improvements. I mean, man, it was such an accomplishment to get that in, to get that change in. And it was such a big change. And I'm really happy that we can iterate on it and make it better. Because we are starting now from such a good starting point, you know? It would be hard. We had to kind of blow it up in order to get to this point where we can now make refinements that we're proud of and that, like, we know that, like, makes sense and everything, you know, instead of adding Band-Aids to something different.
Our hiring manager said the same thing, that we've rolled this out really quickly. I think part of that is true. Like, me and you met mid-November and were able to essentially almost in a month put everything that was in our head into Handbook, thanks almost all to you. I think there was a lot of work done between me and you, like, long before that.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of the invisible work was months and months that we're not seeing, of like thinking and doing our current process and figuring out what was wrong with it and why it was wrong. And I think that's where probably a lot of the work got done, because once me and you sat down, it was relatively quick to get to where we wanted.
Yeah, I love it now. Mm-hmm. And even just us introducing the app critique, we had that in for like months. And that was kind of the first little mini iteration. And we learned that that was better at evaluating someone than like the portfolio review. So once we knew that, it was just a matter of, okay, now we just got to reshuffle some things and put that in and remove that. And it was good. I'm really proud of the work that we've done. And I'm happy that people are giving us feedback about it, that we can make it better.
Yeah. So. Cool. Well, I think you said you needed to run... Soonish.
Yes, we should start doing our famous wrap up, which takes half an hour. The one that Tom, I'm sure, loves so much. I saw that we have
because we go on the tangents.
Yeah, but no tangents allowed. That's a silly rule. We're gonna get a lot of snow this weekend. I'm gonna be snowed in, I think, in a cabin. In New Hampshire, so.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Should be good. So yeah, I guess we should wrap.
What episode was this?
65. Yeah.
That's a lot of episodes.
It's almost as hot as it is in Austin. 65.
Yeah, almost. Mm-hmm. So this was episode 65, and you can find the show notes at tentative.fm/65. You can tweet at us at tentativefm, where we actually started tweeting things.
Presence social media.
tweets. I don't even remember what else. Oh, you can email us if you want to email us, hosts@tentative.fm. Rate us on iTunes if you like the podcast. And if you don't, you could probably just stop listening.
Yeah, it's okay. And tweet at us, please. Just to reiterate tweets. Tweets. That'd be great. And Tom will reply, because Tom is the all-seeing, all-knowing angel that he is. He found my hat, and it was... I lost my hat, and he found it. And I'm forever indebted to him.
Was this like a gold hat or?
It was just like a boring hat that I really like. But I was really sad when I thought I lost it. And then I put the feelers out if anyone has seen it. And he was like, oh, it's on the floor on the sixth. I was like, oh my God, you know where it is. I'm so happy. He's the best.
He is.
Anyway. All right, Kyle. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy your Snowden, New Hampshire trip.
Thank you. Enjoy your non-Snowden anywhere trip in 70-degree Austin.
I don't think it's going to be 70. I think it's going to get cold, aka like 50 degrees.
Oh, wow. Okay. Enjoy that. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by ThoughtBot. We are experienced designers and developers who turn your idea into the right product. with local studios in Boston, San Francisco, New York, London, Austin, and Raleigh, let's build something great together.